prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome to Pastor Butch's call to decision. This is Diana Ketterman and I am filling in for Pastor Butch tonight. Pastor Butch has left the hospital a few hours ago. Marcia said that he was driving and she posted a photo of him snoozing in a chair waiting to be released. He said to tell everyone he's feeling well, but he's not able to put any weight on the foot where he had surgery. And now he qualifies for a job at IHOP. So you see, he hasn't lost his sense of humor. Pastor Butch does plan to be in the office tomorrow. He probably won't get in there until around 11 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. But however, Crystal will be in the office at 9 o'clock to answer the phones, to fill orders, to take orders, or donations. You can call the office tomorrow on Thursday at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We do have some prayer requests tonight. We want to pray, of course, for continue to pray for healing for Pastor Butch, also for his son, who had some losses in the flooding that was in West Virginia just yesterday, where we had many tornadoes, especially in the Weston Buchanan area. We want to pray for those who are going through all kinds of fires, all kinds of disasters, drought, or other disasters around the country. Our brothers and sisters who are suffering with things to disrupt their lives. We also want to continue to pray for Phil and Lynn's daughter, Natalie, who's a missionary in Thailand. She's had some health issues, but she is doing better. And let's pray for a lady named Chrissy, who works at the hospital where Pastor Butch was had a surgery. She's in terrible pain, but she has to keep working. She's not able to quit working. So again, I am Diana Ketterman, your host for tonight. I'm with Sound Mind Ministries, and I'm filling in for Pastor Butch. And as you know, the state of West Virginia is currently under a state of emergency for all 55 counties. It was declared by Governor Patrick Morsi yesterday following the catastrophic flooding and severe storms. There were over 7 inches in 6 hours, and mainly Lewis County, Upshur County, and Pleasant counties were impacted. And so 300 National Guard members have been called in to work with local emergency management crews. And so there was a declaration so that, you know, they can mobilize key personnel. So tonight I was wondering, you know, what topic to talk about. There's so many topics out there. And, you know, my background, I'm retired from the federal government and also in teaching. Total of 40 years in technology and 25 years in education. and 16 years with the federal government, mainly working with FEMA. And so I thought, well, I'll just talk a little bit about what's going on with the disasters and some disaster planning and that type of thing and what this means to us, because I've been listening to some podcasts of some things that have now been declassified. And I thought, well, this might be a good time to talk about some of those things. You know, we're dealing with so many catastrophes on a worldwide basis. We think about the weather modification, the fires, the floods, the drought, the pollution, the fires, the chemtrails, the poison that's poisoning us from the chemtrails, the poison that's poisoning us from our food. The chocolate is now lab grown. The tuna can now be any kind of fish from anyone that's a low bidder. Our medication is sorcery that it has a hold on so many people, whether it's prescription or whether it's just addiction. The ticks that they're putting out now that's causing all kinds of problems with a plague, you know, to try to turn us against eating meat. Of course, now we have so many friends and families that are dealing with cancer or stroke or heart attack from taking the vaccinations. Famine is on the horizon. The oil crisis is gaining momentum every day. The demand is outrunning the supply for electricity. Foreclosures on housing. The homeless aren't allowed to sleep in their cars anymore. There's just so many things that's affecting us, not to even to mention the job losses due to AI, and then AI in itself, the privacy issue, the surveillance of 117,000 flock cameras, and being able to accuse us falsely of things that, you know, we have no one to really go up against, no due process anymore once AI kicks in. And now the nuclear threat that's going on in the Middle East. You know, there's just a spirit of death. There's a spirit of defeat upon our globe, actually. You know, every time we turn around, I listen to Michael Snyder sometimes, and he was talking about the apocalyptic war that's unfolding in the Middle East and how it's radically going to change all of our lives. You know, we're kind of still in a mundane, half asleep state. He said, you know, everyone can see that the commercial oil inventories are rapidly being depleted. And the global oil market had about 400 million barrels of excess inventory. And now we have close to nothing. And, you know, I was praying right before this tonight, you know, praying today, God, you know, am I speaking about what you want me to speak about? You know, I want to make sure that the message that I bring forth is what you want me to speak about. And I just got this, you know, confirmations throughout the day, but just about 5 minutes before I sat down to get logged in, you know, Michael Snyder put out another post that, you know, now Iran is threatening to conduct terror attacks. It's going to cause national mourning in America. And that they're making all sorts of, the Iranians are making all sorts of serious threats. And they're encouraging the United States to prepare as many coffins as possible. But see, most Americans are still asleep. And they've been asleep. And they've not been in preparation spiritually. They've not, they are still like Lot's wife, still looking back, still hanging on to the things of this world. And they just believe that everything about this war is raging on the other side of the planet and it could never reach us, that we could never have to go through a Gaza here. We could never have to go through what we are raining down on other people. But unfortunately, the truth is that the Iranian terror threat is a very potent threat. The Iranians used chemical weapons against the protesters in January. And Michael Snyder documented that the United States officials have known about these biological weapons programs since 1990. And many believe that the Trump administration is greatly underestimating the nuclear capabilities of Iran. And Michael said, I am entirely convinced that they could potentially pull off a mass casualty event that would cause national mourning in America. You know, we have this threat now with the Pickaxe Mountain This mountain is a mountain of granite, a mountain that there, I don't know how we could penetrate without ourselves using some type of nuclear weapon. You know, military experts are saying that even our most powerful weapon, they don't believe could go through the 100 to 600 meters of granite. You know, 100 meters is about 328 feet deep. That's 100. And they believe that the tunnels are at least 600 meters below. And so to be able to penetrate that, you know, all for uranium, this is for uranium. You know, the strait was open before this. There was no threat before this. And now we had all the oil we needed. And now we're in this tailspin. And, you know, there's been threats made by our president, you know, posting on Truth Social to Tehran back on April the 7th that a whole civilization will die tonight and never be brought back again. We're going to stone you back to the or bomb you back to the Stone Age. And so now many consider that the consequences may be a nuclear threat that we will be involved in. The Daily Mail just a few days ago had an article about an apocalypse early warning system that there is now a warning system that we can go online if you want to just track when the billionaire jets are fleeing before the disaster hits. Some of the wealthiest and most connected people have private jets. And so this website is keeping track of the 31,000 private and business aircraft doing forecasting and prediction for signs of an unusual exodus. So it's counting how many of the jets are airborne and comparing it to historical patterns, searching for a surge that would suggest that the powerful insiders are responding to some kind of a crisis that they have information about. You know, I have to wonder, you know, the Israel of God, you know, is the church. And you think about back when Moses came down off of that mountain and the Israelites had taken off their golden earrings and they had made the golden calf and they were dancing around the golden calf and they had built an altar and made a proclamation and they were eating and drinking. And it says in Exodus 32:6, they were playing. And I think there's so many in the church today that is playing church. They're playing, they're continuing to do their thing, and they haven't been preparing for what is coming up on this nation, just like it happened with Sodom and Gomorrah, where God rained brimstone and fire. We know Dimitri Dudeman, a prophet from Romania, was here, you know, in the United States. God brought him here to give a warning. And actually, he came to my hometown and actually rode in my car. But he was a very prolific prophet that God brought, a Bible smuggler from Romania, that God brought him here to talk about the raining down of fire and brimstone upon America. And we know what this was for in Sodom and Gomorrah. It was for, as recorded in Genesis 19, sexual immorality, social injustice, the prophet Ezekiel talks about. With pride and gluttony, idleness. Have you ever seen such a time of idleness? Failure to help the poor and the needy. You know, God's judgment is certain, and the rejection of his divine moral standards leads to ruin. Now, I want to talk about this lady I've been listening to a little bit, Annie Jacobson, who is an investigative journalist who has spent her career uncovering some of the most secretive aspects of the U.S. government. She was recently on the Sean Ryan show with a two-hour documentary, and I encourage you to take a look at that if you can. She has books out on Area 51, Operation Paperclip, Nuclear War, and her latest book is on the biological warfare. And she got to sit down with one of my former bosses, Craig Fugate, who was the FEMA administrator under the Obama administration in 2009 to 2017. And Administrator Fugate, he oversaw a record 87 disasters in 2011. And I was there during that time. And actually in 2011, that year, I was one of 35 people that was selected under his administration to get a behind the scenes look and training and leadership to see how the inner workings of all of these agencies work. And I do believe that God put me through that time in order to be able to be prepared and to see things that were coming. And I was able to sit down with Administrator Fugate personally, just me and him and his deputy, to give my input on how I thought improvements could be made. And it was a very good time spent with him. And I felt like that he really cared about the human aspect at that time. But there was so much that's changed since 2011 and that time underneath of the Obama administration. And so Annie Jacobson said, her quote said, "I had Obama's FEMA director, Craig Fugate, take me right up to the edge of what can be legally known." And so they were talking about the continuity of government. And the continuity of government is the principle of establishing procedures that's going to allow the government to continue its essential operations in case of a catastrophic event such as nuclear war, which is what we're talking about right now. That threat is here upon America because we are threatening to take them out. We are threatening Pixax Mountain. You know, there's bunkers. Annie talks about that. Craig talked to her about the bunkers that would be for those who keep the government running. And I remember a water cooler conversation one time of someone saying, if something happens, the continuity of government, I will be one of the people that goes underground. And would you like to be a part of that? And I said, no, not really. I don't want to stay underground. It's not a part of who I want to be. Again, that was water cooler conversation, nothing official. But the Greenbrier in West Virginia is a very good example of those of what that's like to be underground. If you've never taken a tour of the Greenbrier bunker, which was codenamed Project Greek Island back in 1958 under President Eisenhower as a continuity of government directive. It was completed in 1962, just prior to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And this facility in West Virginia that you can take a tour of, and you can get a little idea of what an underground government bunker looks like. It's buried 720 feet underground, and it spans 112,000 square feet. And it was designed to house all 535 members of Congress, plus their staff, for up to 60 days, featuring dormitories, a hospital, a cafeteria, and broadcast centers. Now, what you'll see there is like these pipes going out of the ground that test the air quality to let them know what is in the air quality. I remember there's a crematory there for those who die. There's a dental facility. There's a little, like I said, a hospital. And this bunker existence was kept secret for 30 years and maintained by government employees working undercover as television repair technicians. And so the secrecy was broken in 1992 when a Washington Post reporter revealed the existence. And so it's been decommissioned, and you can take a tour of that. And I have heard other people, in the area in West Virginia tell me that, this television repair technician, that they can go in certain colleges and go into the library and go into the maintenance closet and press a button, and they go underground, and they perform electrical work or whatever their job is. We also know that Mount Weather is a highly classified underground bunker in Bluemont, Virginia, and it's designed as primary continuity of government site to house U.S. leadership during nuclear attacks or a national catastrophe, and it's operated by FEMA. It is an underground city capable of supporting thousands of people with its own hospital, its own power plant, water reservoirs, broadcast studios. And it was built under the code name of Operation High Point, and it was completed in 1959. And this complex was excavated into solid rock and reinforced with 21,000 iron bolts to withstand a nuclear blast. And the entrance is guarded by a massive 34-ton blast door that's 5 feet thick. and it reportedly takes 15 minutes to open or close that door. And while on the surface, it includes FEMA training facilities, the secret Area B underground has office buildings, sleeping quarters for the president and the cabinet, and a crematorium. And so this bunker's existence remained secret until 1974, when the TWA Flight 514 crashed into the mountain near the facility's entrance and inadvertently revealing it, the site to journalists. And so it's only been fully activated a few times. The most recent is in September 11 during the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And so I tell you this because I think it's important for you to know that there's a hierarchy. Not everybody's going to go into the bunkers. And that means me and you are going to not, excuse me, are not going to be in the bunkers. And most of our family. So we have to make provisions outside of the bunkers. And so this is why I say you need to make sure your heart's right with the Lord, because we really don't know where these strikes are going to happen and when. But they are legitimate threats. And so Annie Jacobson, after her meeting with Craig Fugate, came forth with this word that I had never heard before. It's called devolution. Craig Fugate told her that devolution is the name. The name devolution is unclassified, but the program of devolution is classified. And that devolution is what happens when anarchy and insurrection, after anarchy and insurrection, and that devolution is already in place. And that Craig Fugate signed the 2016 version of this on the last day of the Obama administration, and they have been building on that. Now, you think about the word evolution, okay? Evolution is going forward. Devolution is going backward, taking us backward in time. And that's what I want to hear. When I heard her talk about this, I thought about the first thing was President Trump talking about, we're going to bomb you back to the Stone Age. And we start thinking about, we're going to lose our electricity. We would lose our communication. We would lose our ways to our GPS and that type of thing. And so we already see some of this that's happening, because he said that devolution is what happens after anarchy and insurrection. Anarchy is a state of lawlessness or political disorder due to the absence of government authority. Now think about that, the absence of government authority, the absence of political authority, political disorder and confusion. And I think we've had some of that recently with the Congress being out, the absence of the cohesive principle, of not adhering to international criminal court, not adhering to the legal releasing of the Epstein files, no approval from Congress for war. I saw recently this meme that said, one nation under fraud, clearly visible with bribery and corruption for all. And so we know the absence of government can lead to anarchy. And the most significant historical shutdowns have been during the Trump administration. During the Trump administration, both the first and second terms, the government has been shut down 158 days. The first 78 days have cost taxpayers $16 billion, and the remainder 80 days have yet to be estimated. And then insurrection is a rising against civil or political authority or the established government, a rebellion against the government, an act of revolting of against the government, rebellion of uprising that resists. And so we are seeing this now with the data centers, the flock cameras. I just saw a thing today about the Shenandoah National Park, the counties that are starting to write the rules before the pressure starts, and that the customer is having to pay 85% of the infrastructure cost. And in Virginia, that there's already 663 operational data centers with 595 more under construction, coming to a total of 1,258 just in Virginia. And a public pushback is being ignored. And so, you know, we are well on our way to, I believe, what she's talked about, this devolution. Now, I know we're coming up on a break here soon, but I want to give you the call-in number for tonight. It's 717 317-300-1698, and I will be taking calls. Again, 717-300-1698. And so I just want to continue on until we get to the break. But, you know, what causes insurrection is a fear. Fear of no water. Fear of not having jobs. Fear of not being able to feed your children. And you know, fear is a very powerful emotion. And so when you look up the word devolution on Wikipedia or something else, it's telling you that they're going to take the government authority from the federal government and move it down to the states. And a lot of people think that's a good thing. And of course, that's one thing that Donald Trump said he was going to do, move down all of the administrative, he's going to decentralize and move it down to the states and take it away from the federal government. But, you know, many of the states are not equipped and trained. It's not something you can just move down. You have to, it's a process. It takes years to do that. And so it's kind of like when Doge came in with a power saw trying to hack things, and they've taken out more and done more damage than if they had taken their time to do it right and sit down and find out where the waste, fraud, and abuse. Of course, none of that's ever come to fruition. We know that the whole goal was to just get our PII and all the information and get that transferred to their server. I believe that firmly. And so moving, devolution means going backward, going in the direction contrary to the way we have what we've had. It's an inverse. Think of an inverse to the normal order, contrary, resulting in a worse or previous state. Now, this is something that she talks about in her interview, and that's the counter zombie dominance. Now, I know this to be true because all federal employees are trained on it. In 2011, there was this document written from the Department of Defense, which is now the Department of War, that describes a plan for the United States and the military to defend itself against zombies in a fictional military training scenario. But it is used across the board for DOD, HHS, FEMA. Most all of the governments use this document to do training on how to have continuity of government in case of a zombie attack. It's a zombie survival plan. And so when I first saw it back in 2011, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, because, you know, it looked like a video game. And so you can go online, you can find all the information about it. And it says, there's a disclaimer. Forbes magazine says the disclaimer says that this plan was not actually designed as a joke. It's actually designed as a real training plan. So we'll be with you here back in a little bit, folks, as we take a break.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7777. 7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Heard. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Heard Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Heard Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Well, welcome back, folks. I'm Diana Ketterman setting in for Pastor Butch. Again, the number, the call-in number is 717-300-1698. And you can call in with your questions. I'm talking about the topic of devolution, and that is what would happen in our country after anarchy and insurrection, and that this devolution is already in place, the plan is already there, and the training for continuity of government is the zombie apocalypse document that was created in 2011 as a very useful and effective tool to train people in the government, that's DOD, FEMA, HHS, and other organizations on how to react for a zombie apocalypse. Now, we think, well, what's a zombie? Well, that comes from a voodoo folklore, the word zombie, and it deals with things like pathogens, scientific accidents, radiations, parasites, and also magic, believe it or not. And so now we have Iran making a major threat to the United States to get as many coffins as you can, and that they have a history of pathogens, of biological warfare, whether it would be a false flag or whether it would be them. But this report on the zombie apocalypse is primarily focuses on the pathogenic zombies, those who have been infected by a virus or bacteria. And I believe that COVID was a testing ground for this. Now the ticks are out there, and that's a form of a bubonic plague. You know, the tick has to bite you, but a pneumonic plague can be airborne, where you breathe it in. And the goal, as this reporter, investigative reporter Annie Richardson, is talking about, is that the goal is for 100% death without antibiotics within 24 hours. I guess the question is, are you afraid to die? Or do you know where you're going to go if you do die? Are you ready to say, Lord, you know, you're in control of my life? And have you made everything right with the Lord? And so we know that poisoning is the oldest form of assassination. And one of the other zombies that's trained in the training manual is about radiation, you know, through nuclear weapons and that type of thing. And one that was really interesting was this evil magic zombies, where they would put magic upon you. And I think we're in a time of hypnotic hypnosis, where people are experimenting with the occult. And we know that it is in the government. They are using it to practice different rituals to see how far they can go, because the portals have opened to the demonic. The portals through AI have opened. So could they use AI? You look at people when you go into a restaurant, and this many people look like zombies. They look like they're from those movies, you know, The Night of the Living Dead, The Walking Dead, you know, those movies that have maybe been predictive with predictive programming. The other one is space zombies, what they can do with all the satellites, how they can direct energy weapons down and cause people to react differently. And the cameras, the AI, the what that's doing to people, especially those who have nanobots already in their system. And so these plans have been in place for a while. And what's really, if there's some details in the plans. You can go read the plan. It's all online. You can read it for yourself. But one of the key advantages is that the military possesses, in a zombie war, there are no rules of engagement in the military. It says, the report says, U.S. international law regulate military operations only insofar as human and animal life are concerned. There are no restrictions on hostile actions against pathogenic life forms, organic robotic entities, or traditional zombies. This allows for a kill on site policy without the burden of the Geneva Convention. So again, lawlessness. And so there's many different types of fictional scenarios in this zombie apocalypse document, which you can find online. But you look, you see the Centers for Disease Control has published an article called Preparedness 101, A Zombie Apocalypse, giving tips on preparing to survive a zombie invasion. That's right, a zombie apocalypse. And so people will laugh and they say, well, that's just comical. That's just comical things. But when you realize that our society today, I hate to tell you, but there's a lot of zombies. There's a lot of zombies. You take their phones away from them. You take their technology away from them. People don't know how to live and how to think critically. Even the Weather Channel in 2011 published an article called How to Weather the Zombie Apocalypse. And so this is like across the board, this whole idea about how to have continuity of government, you know, in a zombie apocalypse. And so you have a plague come. You have a plague, you know, like I said, I think COVID was a precursor. You need the HHS for that, Health and Human Services. And they need military help. And then FEMA needs to prepare civilians and manage resources. And we know that the military already has issued 1.7 million gas masks, according to this interview. So an example would be like if something happened, let's say just on a city level, let's say Los Angeles. She said Los Angeles has 100,000 Cipro antibiotics. Well, who would get those? Well, there is a social hierarchy on who gets them. And so, you know, if you're in that city, there's a good chance your name's not on the list to get one. But there's also the, you take into account, 500 million guns in America. So the military would be needed to come in and take over, you know, especially if the Insurrection Act was instituted. And the Insurrection Act authorizes the president to deploy the military forces inside the United States to suppress the rebellion. Even though there's all of these things that's going on, you know, there's the critical infrastructure is broken down, where there's no banking, no electrical, no water, no roadways, no communications. just think about of a hurricane, how a hurricane frightens people. You see people with long lines at the gas station, filling up their cars, filling up their boat, filling up their gas cans. Generators are out of stock. No plywood to board up your home. Bottled water's gone. Food is gone off the shelf. Traffic jams to get in and out. And now we have drones and AI and hackers. And so the continuity of government is something that is very real. And the Washington Post even said that this plan is trigger happy about nuclear weapons. And I've never seen such a president has talked more and more about nuclear. And I know Joe Biden did as well. But it seems like it's a growing threat. And so we really do have to wake up and become serious and know that we have to know that God is our source, and that we have to know that if we don't wake up tomorrow, where will we wake up? Where will you spend eternity? And so I was just going to give you a list of some things, you know, that you should have ready in case you need to go from one place to the other. You know, do you have a bug out bag in your car? Do you have things to prepare? But, you know, always keep your Bible with you, because that's going to be your source, you know, to have the Word of God with you, making sure that you maybe carry some water and food and flashlights and batteries and that type of thing, first aid kits, your medications, any copies of your personal documents, and some extra cash if you can take that with you. And so I just want to, again, give you the call-in number if you'd like to call in, 717-300-1698. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the topic tonight and what you think about it, and what if you've had any experience or if you know anything about the zombie apocalypse plan. What do you think about the Pickaxe Mountain and what's going on with that? And this nuclear facility that we are threatening to take over. What about our troops going in? You know, we have to think, too, about the remnant that's here. God has a remnant of people. And so just like Joel, in the book of Joel, he called a fast and a solemn assembly. It says in the book of Joel that a fast and solemn assembly are commanded as urgent communicable acts of repentance and humility during a national crisis. You know, I did see a group of pastors coming together now to stand up against the first Noahide worldwide Congress that's going to come about in November. And I was very glad to see this group of pastors that are coming together. But we really needed people to stand up against the Epstein files. We really needed people to stand up against the genocide. But they're too focused on following one person, following a person rather than standing up for the truth, standing up for what is right. And the prophet Joel instructs the priest to sanctify a fast, to proclaim a sacred gathering, where all the inhabitants of the land, including the elders and the children, assemble at the house of the Lord to cry out for divine mercy and intervention. You know, I know that God will hear us. He heard Moses when he came off the mountain and they had the golden earrings and they built the golden calf. And he said, God, you can't destroy them because you brought them out of Egypt. What will the Egyptians say? You brought them out there and God killed them. And God said, you know, they're a stiff-necked people, but I will hear you and I'll let them live. But what happened in the end? In the end, they still murmured and complained and they did not get into the promised land. And so Joel 1:14 calls for a solemn assembly to gather the elders and all the residents to the temple to seek God's help against calamities like the locust. And I just did a series on Sound Mind Ministries on YouTube on Esther. I'm in the middle of a series on that. And I'm also doing on Saturday a message about the locusts. And I do believe that the Arabian people, the Iranian people, those in the desert in Arabia are the locusts in Revelation 9 and in Joel 1:14. I believe that God will use these people as he has throughout the whole Bible to bring judgment. And then eventually, you know, their religion will not survive, because it will be the true God who rules and reigns, and his kingdom will take all the kingdoms of the world. But Joel 1:14 says, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. And so there were prophets like Joel, and there were passages in the Apocrypha, the additions to Esther, that link national crises with commands to consecrate a fast and call a solemn assembly. The fast of Esther is often viewed as a prototype for such solemn gatherings, where the community unites in mourning and prayer and abstinence to seek divine intervention. And so God did change his mind when Moses requested him to not destroy the people. And I do believe that God would hear us if we would be sincere and, ask for that. And so, again, if you'd like to call in tonight, I'm available to take questions or comments. I'm interested in your feedback. 717-300-1698. If anybody would like to call in, I'd be happy to hear from you. I did see some other things today. Okay, Brady in Arizona. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. You went into a lot of topics that a lot of people don't want to bring up today. You talked about the portals, the magic, pharmakia, the zombie apocalypse, the COVID vaccine, what it did to people's brains. You know, the one thing way back when COVID first came out, one of the side effects was the depletion is the depletion of the IP36 gene in your brain. And when I looked it up, it causes the biting complex, also known as the zombie complex.
Wow.
And that was way back, and that was when the curse started, some of the first symptoms. That's what they thought everybody was going to get. And through the use of the 5G towers and all the graphene oxide that's in our bodies today and the nanotechnology, they can hit you with the frequency from their 5G towers. They're not cell towers. They're frequency towers. And they can target any aspect of your body, from your brain all the way to your toes. So that's what they do. And it's telepathy. It's basically, they can put thoughts into your body. They can manipulate your mind.
Yes.
And it's very scary. And you look at when Trump is going into Pickaxe Mountain in Iran because they moved some nuclear material around. You got Russia today saying we're at war with the United States, and it doesn't even make the news because of what Trump keeps doing. He's arming NATO, and Russia says anybody who arms the Ukrainians is at war with Russia. I get the point. I'd be kind of mad, too. Same thing with Iran. We're arming Israel. So you got three people, Iran, Russia, and China. Why in the world would Trump lead us into war like that? There's something behind this.
Absolutely.
People look at him like he's a savior, but a lot of people are starting to look at him like he's the Antichrist. And if you ask Dustin Nemos, he'd say he's the Antichrist.
Well, he's definitely got the Antichrist spirit. And I think a lot of it is we are already under, I have a message I did that America is already under Jewish authority. We are under their authority because we've sold out our Congress. We've sold out our finances. We're trying to sell our military now to become completely under and with our, with this Noahide Congress to set up a worldwide divine court that they want to set up in Washington, D.C. and Jerusalem. I'm going to be doing a message on that coming up here, but yes, that definitely you're right on target.
You know, and another thing too is they want to go back. You know, all these different people, they want to go back to the ancient times where Babylon was in effect, and the Babylonic days. You know, before it went into Persia and modern day Iraq, but they they want that chaos and disorder on Earth. They thrive on that.
Yes.
That's what their goal is. They like when people suffer. They like when the Christians are killed. And that's why you see, you don't see anything being done in Lebanon or anything. But again, you've got countries like Russia and Iran threatening directly the United States. Now, today, there was direct threats that you better watch out because you're really going overstepping. Instead of pulling out, I don't know why he just doesn't pull all the troops out saying, hey, I'm out of here. I did enough for right now. I'm out of here.
Right. Yeah. And you know that now they're giving nukes to Saudi, and that the former prince's son came out about 2 years ago and said that that deal was already made with Jared Kushner, that if they signed the Abraham Accords, then they would. They were promised that they would be part of that nuclear process to be to have that. So it's playing out the way he gave it in his interview. But thank you, Brady. I appreciate your call. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I was just going to say when's the last time in the history of this country that you see that we are now giving nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia? What's going on, folks? Come on.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. It's all part of this Abraham Accords, this whole thing, yeah.
And when you're talking about the Abraham Accords, that's the Israeli 2030 project. I've been letting everybody know what's going on. And if you go and you look at the IDF soldiers and their arm patches on the military, it's a map of the Middle East, and Israel is all over that map. They take over everything, Lebanon, Syria, Iran, Iraq. That whole area is theirs.
Yeah, and you know, it actually talks about it in Acts as well. I was just reading it. The Lord showed it to me last night in Acts about seven nations, taking over seven nations and then implementing the judges. And that's exactly what they did. And they're trying, the devolution goes backwards. So remember that, devolution goes back.
Well, and the worst thing is when you're mentioning the portals, and you have last year on Christmas Eve, the Vatican doing a portal ceremony on Christmas Eve. Don't folks ever wonder what is going on? You got the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican. It's actually an evil entity, but they're doing portal ceremonies on Christmas Eve, and everybody's singing along. Everybody's singing along with it, just like it's honky dory.
Yep.
So I don't know what we're coming into. People are really baffled. They don't know who they're praying to, what they're praying to. They don't know who God is, who Jesus is. They are very confused people out there right now.
They're under a magic spell. They are the magic zombies.
They sure are.
The magic spell zombies, and that's in the document. In the document.
Absolutely scary. And you look back. When you saw some of them people, when they were given the COVID jab, some of the ones in the beginning before they passed away, they had 2-3 shots right away. And you look, it was over in Italy, and it was a priest, and he was interviewing these people, and they were possessed. They got something messed them up right away from the jab, and they asked the priest said to him, "What's inside you?" And they both whipped their heads around like the exorcist, and they said, "Pharmakia."
Yes. Sorcery. Well, thank you, Brady.
Have a great night.
Thank you. I think we have Sandra. Oh, we lost her. Sandra, if you want to call back, we've got a couple minutes. But I would just like to say, you know, the Lord is calling a remnant. He's calling out a remnant to come out of her, my people, to wake up. Zion, wake up. You know, we have a lot of churches saying the Awakened Tour and all that, but a lot of those people are the most asleep people I've ever seen. So we're going to be a part of the true remnant. We must continually go back to the scriptures. We must stay in the word of God. He is our source for truth. His word is truth. His word is above his name. We must get on our knees in a secret place and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us the truth. And not believe based upon admiration or respect or influence or money or status. But always remember to be Bereans, checking the conclusions and the reasoning of others against the plumb line of God's word. You know, in Acts, it says the Bereans received the word with all readiness of mind. I don't think some people has the mind of Christ. They're not searching the scriptures daily to find out what's the truth. You know, Jesus is the truth. He was put on a cross. He was buried, and he rose again, and he ascended, and he now reigns from heaven. He is a real person. Do you know truth? And Joel 2 says the sun will be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord comes. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. So many people need to be delivered. For in Mount Zion, which is a place and the people, it is not a physical mountain any longer in the Middle East. It is in the heavens. In Jerusalem shall be deliverance, New Jerusalem, and the remnant in whom the Lord will call. See, the great and terrible day of the Lord is coming. Call upon the name of the Lord for deliverance today. The Lord who is truth is calling you to be his remnant, which will be delivered. The power of darkness is going to be defeated, and the remnant is going to be delivered. Are you ready for the great and terrible day of the Lord? It's going to be terrible for those who do not know him. But it will be a translation from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son for those who know the Lord. And that will be only those who know the truth. And I just pray that tonight that you learn something new, that I think we still have a couple minutes if anybody else wants to call in. I'm sorry we missed Sandra there, 717-316-98. I am Diana Ketterman sitting in for Pastor Butch. My ministry is Sound Mind Ministries on YouTube, and you can follow me there. I'm just going to say a prayer for those who are listening. Father God, I just come right now and ask you, Lord, to everyone that's listening, that you would awaken them, Lord, that you would open the ears of your people, Lord, the eyes of your people, Lord, give us the mind of Christ, Lord God, put a hedge of protection around your people, Lord, guide us on which way to go and what to do, remove all spirits of fear, all spirits of death, all spirits of defeat, Father God, there's great and terrible things coming upon this earth. And there are so many people that's asleep, Father. We ask for our children, our grandchildren, our families, Lord God, to awaken, Lord. Our friends and families, Lord, our neighbors, Lord God, to awaken in this hour, Lord God. Lord, you're calling us, Lord, to a solemn assembly, to gather, to unite, to pray and come before you. Thank you, Lord, that you, Father, will open the eyes of your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for joining me. God bless each of you.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America.